课堂听 class.com。
Passage 9.
It has been reported that in colleges across the United States, the daytime serial drama known as the soap opera has suddenly become in. Between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., college television lounges are filled with soap opera fans who can't wait to see the next episode in the lives of their favorite characters. Actually, soaps are more than a college favorite.They're a youth favorite. When school is out, high school students are in front of their TV sets. One young working woman admitted that she turned down a higher-paying job rather than give up watching her favorite serials. During the 1960s, it was uncommon for young people to watch soap operas. The mood of the 60s was very different from now. It was a time of seriousness,and talk was about social issues of great importance. Now, seriousness has been replaced by fun. Young people want to be happy. It may seem strange that they should turn to soap operas, which is known for showing trouble in people's lives. But soap operas are enjoyment. Young people can identify with the soap opera character, who, like the college-age viewer, is looking for happy love, and probably not finding it.And soap operas give young people a chance to feel close to people without having to bear any responsibility for their problems.
Questions 30 to 33 are based on the passage you've just heard.
30. What is a soap opera?
31. What can be the best title for the passage?
32. Which are not the reasons why the soap opera suddenly becomes in, according to the passage?
33. What can we learn from the passage? Passage 10. Everywhere we look, we see Americans running. They run for every reason anybody could think of. They run for health, for beauty, to lose weight,to feel fit, and because it's a thing they love to do. Every year, for example, thousands upon thousands of people run in one race, the Boston Marathon, the best-known long-distance race in the United States. In recent years, there have been nearly 5,000 official competitors, and it takes 3 whole minutes for the crowd of runners just to cross the starting line. You may have heard the story of the Greek runner Pheidippides.He ran from Marathon to Athens to deliver the news of the great victory 2,500 years ago. No one knows how long it took him to run the distance, but the story tells us that he died in the effort. Today, no one will die in a marathon race, but the effort is still enormous. Someone does come in first in this tiring foot race, but at the finish line we see what this race is about, not being first,But finishing. The real victory is not over one's fellow runners, but over one's own body. It's a victory of willpower over fatigue. In the Boston Marathon, each person who crosses that finish line is a winner.
Questions 34 to 36 are based on the passage you've just heard.
34.What's the real victory for the thousands of marathon runners?
35. Who is a winner in the competition?
36. What happened to the ancient Greek runner Pheidippides?